Hi, teacher friends. This is Melissa from Melissa and Lori Love Literacy. And today I'll be answering this question. What is a read aloud? It is very common to see early childhood and elementary school teachers reading aloud to their students. But what exactly is happening during this time? In episode 170, we talk with author and professor Molly Ness about read alouds. She defines a read aloud as a shared literacy experience engaging children and adults in conversation and engagement around a high-quality text. She uses the terms read-aloud and interactive read-aloud interchangeably because of the interaction and give-and-take of ideas and naturally occurring conversation that all read-alouds should include. So, what are some key components of an interactive classroom read-aloud? There should be interaction and involvement of the students, not just a teacher reading a book the whole way through. Teachers should invite students to talk about the text before, during, and after reading. Teachers can also share their own thoughts. They can wonder and speculate and interpret as they read aloud. The text should be high-quality, reflective texts, and it should be a joyful and engaging experience for both the teacher and the students. You may also be wondering, though, why read alouds are important? And read alouds have many benefits for students, and here are just a few. They promote foundational literacy skills, including phonological awareness and print concepts. And when the texts read aloud are at a higher level than what students might be able to access on their own, they increase students' content knowledge, they build students' vocabulary, as well as their expressive, receptive, and written language, and they improve more advanced comprehension skills. Molly Ness recently published a book titled Read Alouds for All Learners. And you can hear more about read alouds when we talk to Molly in episode number 170 coming this Friday. Thanks for listening, and I can't wait to keep learning with you.
Thanks for listening, literacy lovers. To stay connected with us, sign up for our email list at literacypodcast.com.
Just a quick reminder that the views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of the Melissa and Lori Love Literacy podcast are not necessarily the opinions of Great Minds PBC or its employees.
We appreciate you so much, and we're so glad you're here to learn with us.